After delaying the decision in winter 2024, at their last meeting, Council decided not to increase the reduction target for corporate greenhouse gas emissions from 30% to 40 to 50% by 2030. The initial delay was a disappointing outcome for many environmental advocates who appeared before Council and advocated for a more ambitious target. However, the extra time gave staff an opportunity to gather more information and evaluate the feasibility of the goal. The information gathered ultimately led to the decision not to move forward with the target increase. Nathan Mannion of Greenscale, the consultant who compiled a report about the city's emission reduction efforts, noted a 30% reduction is already no small feat.
30% is the most optimistic target. It's not the most realistic, it's the most optimistic target.
Another key challenge Mannion mentioned was that many key changes being made now will take time to implement and have impact, with only 5 years to reach the goal.
This window of reaching that 2030, that 30% by 2030, it's extremely narrow. We have a two-year window. Most of these reductions still have to happen, yet they take 5 to 7 years to establish this infrastructure, but we only have 5 years left. The math of the timelines doesn't add up.
Kingston's emissions are separated into corporate, meaning city-owned and operated facilities and transit, and community, encompassing all other emissions. Corporate emissions make up 2% of the city's total output.
When we're looking at that corporate footprint, we have to remember the corporate footprint is supporting the larger community. It's not just its own individual silo. So as we look at overall Kingston's overall emissions in 2024, the corporate was only 2% of that overall footprint. The community is 98%. So even if we were to eliminate the corporate by 100% by 2030, we're still going to be left with most of the footprint of Kingston's greenhouse gas emissions. So corporate reductions alone are not going to be enough to reach the target. We have to work in tandem as a group.
The city has been taking steps to reduce what it can control through its vehicle fleet and facilities. The city has been focusing on making existing processes more efficient. But according to Russell Horn, the city's leader in energy and asset management, there are limits to what can be achieved through maximizing efficiency.
So to date, facilities have been primarily focused on efficiency and reducing energy use, although we cannot reach net zero through efficiency alone.
While the city is looking to replace infrastructure as it ends its life cycle with more environmentally friendly options, like replacing old buses with electric buses, this process will take time and money. According to the presentation by staff, 30% by 2030 will already cost the city $26.3 million. And the price tag only increases with more ambitious goals. Ultimately, council voted 12-1 to keep the target at 30%, with Councillor Jeff McLaren being the sole vote opposed. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.